Good morning, everyone, as we celebrate the seventh day within the octave of Easter. If you've been following along of the daily Mass readings, you'll notice now since Wednesday, we've been following along the path of John and Peter of their healing of the crippled man. So on Wednesday, they encountered the crippled man outside the temple when they were going in to go pray in the afternoon. And they healed him. And since Wednesday, the tension between John and Peter and the scribes and elders have been escalating. And today, we're in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And the scribes and the elders are beginning, okay, they see the crippled man standing next to Peter and John, and they're trying to wrap their minds about it. We hear today that they're amazed. We hear that they see Peter and John as ordinary men. They're not educated. So, you know, they don't know what to think of it. And so they're huddling up. The word as I'm praying with these readings this morning, both the gospel and the first reading, the word that struck out to me was companions. And Jesus used the word to describe that Mary Magdalene went and told Jesus' companions who are mourning and weeping. And then we also see the scribes, they recognize John and Peter as companions of Jesus. And as we continue to see throughout the Easter season, the integral connection between the resurrection and evangelization. The resurrection we would not be talking about today in the year 2020 if the apostles and the early Christians did not witness to, even to the point of death, did not witness to the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. And more specifically, they witnessed to the difference that Jesus had made in their lives. But as we begin this, you know, as we continue to look at the evangelization efforts of the early church and to look at our efforts and what we're called to do, as Jesus calls his apostles today to go out to the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, that call is still for us. Every baptized Christian, they've been given that mandate to go out and to share with the world to proclaim the gospel. The first step is what? Companionship with Jesus. As the scribes and the elders recognize John and Paul as companions to Christ, to what extent do other people see us, the way we act, they hear the way we speak? To what extent do they recognize us and say, yeah, that Mark guy or that Patrick or Susan, she's a companion to Jesus? And maybe the more challenging thing for us is, as we look at evangelization and our circle of influence, of course, if you just imagine a concentric circle and the closest, you know, the middle circle is ourselves, and then outwards you have the next ring is our family members, and then maybe friends, and then maybe community and church, and then the world. Where do you begin with evangelization? It's those that are closest in the concentric circle. To what extent does our family members see us, hear us as companions of Jesus? If you're like me, sometimes we can be less charitable to those that we live with, as Father Don can testify, as the seminarians that are in the rectory right now, as the staff at Our Lady Mercy, as my family can testify. Like, they can't always point to me and say, yep, there's a companion of Jesus right now. So here's the challenge for us is when we are looking to go out and proclaim the gospel to the world, to be companions to Jesus to those that are closest in our concentric circle, those that live within the walls where we live, our family members. Or do we consistently act maybe more charitable to those in the grocery store or those that we work with more so than family members? And the best news about all this is that we don't need to be perfect in order to go out and proclaim the gospel. Of course, Jesus chose to dine with sinners. And we don't need to be perfect before to go out and evangelize. But the Lord is calling us today to reflect on as we gear up and rejuvenate ourselves to going out to proclaim the gospel and to listen to the mandate that Jesus gives his apostles today to go out to the world who is in desperately hurting to needing to know the difference that Jesus can make in their lives, let us focus on companionship with Jesus and drawing ever more close to him so as to be conformed to his sacred heart and to be better witnesses to a world that is in desperate need of him.